Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast in 10. Here I am with the famous Brock.
Yeah, famous. Hey everyone.
Hello. Hey, quite a few people mention you, Brock.
Well, that's good.
Say, gee, he's full of wisdom for a young man.
So I've said last week, so what happens when you hang out with you? That's
off, man. Let's get straight into it. We've only got 10 minutes. So the power of one goal. Look, this isn't just about goal setting. It's more about, you know, there's lots of talk out there on this is what you should do. Write a list of all the things that you want. Visualize it. Do this, do that. And I get it all. It's sort of a lot. Like, how do you actually put it all into place?
Scary.
You know, like, even for you, like, learning your way through life and how do you develop what you want. I've learned after all these years, if you have one goal that you really, really want, that's all you need. But the goal that you choose, other things will run off of that. So let's say it's more than a car, but it might be a car. Yeah. For someone who's like 15, they might want a car. That's their whole world. That's fine. But someone who's like in business, it might be to earn a certain amount or to start a company or do something like that, like where you're at, maybe a media company or similar. But what I'm saying is one goal can be more powerful than having 10.
Yeah, definitely.
And the reason for that is it's like all of your attention and energy goes to one space, like a magnifying glass, and it gets so laser focused on this thing. It actually makes your energy like channel towards it, and it's like it becomes like a fast moving river over time.
Yeah.
And if that becomes all consuming, all encompassing, that let's talk about number one in my graph for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had it for 15 years. That's what I wanted to achieve. I used to watch videos. I used to do things. I used to try and hang around the people, all of that. But that was always my overrider. So if I achieve that, financially, it'd be great. Profile would be great. Business would be great. All of this sort of stuff. That was that one thing for me. And I didn't really have any others. Like, yeah, sure, I wanted, like, buy a house and do all this sort of stuff. But it all ran off of that. Mm-hmm. And I think keeping it simple is where the power is.
Definitely.
Like, really simple.
Too many options just distract you.
It does.
It's harder to achieve the one thing that you want.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, 100%. So I think if people are listening to this right now and they're sort of like a bit, well, you said it before we come in here. You were like, you should do a podcast on what if you don't feel like going to work.
Yeah.
That's a good podcast, but this sort of like almost goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
Because if you're that driven to achieve this one thing, whatever it is for you, one, it will give you unlimited energy.
Yeah.
When you clearly know what you want and it gives you purpose, you sort of call on the energy of the universe to come with you. So when you're feeling a bit like flat or a bit, oh, I just don't want to go to work today or whatever it is like that, you're just not driven enough by that thing. And this is more than just your why. I get it. People talk about their why and their whatever. But it's like that. Well, what's yours? Let's talk about you, bro.
To go to work each day.
What's your, that one goal? Do you have one?
Yeah, definitely.
What is it?
To be social media famous, I guess, and to be well known on social media. Impact people's lives through social media, whether it's making them laugh, giving them advice on anything, anything like that.
Okay, so you want to be well known for social media.
Yes.
Here's the thing. When you know that one thing, all of your daily actions can run off of it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so if you don't, you go to work, you waste time, you read the paper, you hang out with lunch, you talk to people at the office, you do this sort of stuff, and it's like you're there, but you're not there. But when you have this absolute intense desire to achieve this, and I reckon, I've taken a couple of notes here, I'm going to put my glasses on and read this thing, but it's like when you choose something that's like, I'm just reading a couple of these things that I wrote down before, it's like you want to choose something that's not just sort of there. You want to choose something that's going to ripple across your life and make you the next level successful.
Yeah.
So that could be for you starting a media company where you book yourself out and you're earning $3,000 a day. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so what you're saying is don't just choose, like, I want a new car. Choose something that will get you a new car, but also get you money, success, happiness. Like, choose, goal, like, plan big, dream big.
Yeah, not so big that it's, like, out of control.
Yeah.
But big enough that you're like, okay, I'm going to stretch for the next 10 years for this thing. That's what I'm saying. You can have all those little things you achieve along the way, like a new surfboard, new car, new things. That's fine. But what's that thing that for the next 10 years, you're going to wake up every day and it's going to light your fire? Like, literally.
Yeah.
And you're going to run. People say to me all the time, how do you keep going so fast? Like, non-stop. I'm just so driven to achieve that thing. So I want to just break that down quickly, that forget all the stuff. Really listen to inside about what's going to make you, you know, be so, like, hungry that you can almost salivate.
Yeah.
And you can't wait to achieve it one day.
Yeah.
I used to have number one in McGrath, my screensaver. I used to, like, have it written down. Like, it was just in my mind all the time. You know, you almost make it a part of your DNA. And I knew it was going to come. I just knew it. Not easy to do where I was. But it's like, once I achieved it, I sort of didn't know what to do then. I was like, okay, and I'd do it again, and we did it again, and this year we're like, we'll do it again. But it's like, I vibrate there, so I've learnt to sort of live in that space now.
Yeah.
But getting there was exhilarating.
Yeah. That's what famous people say. They say the process of becoming famous is the funnest part. Well, maybe not the funnest part, but the best part, because at the end of the day, it makes it so rewarding.
Yeah.
And you've got to love the process. You've got to genuinely believe that this can happen.
That's right.
Because, like, people who say they can and people who say they can't are both usually right. That's what I reckon. So if you don't genuinely believe, then, you're not going to get places.
It's true. So people, we've got a couple of minutes left. So people listening to this right now, what's possible in your world? What's that one thing? Is it, you know, like a beautiful home on the water?
Mm.
Is it buy Bentley one day?
Yeah.
You know, is it, I don't know, double your company? Like, what is that thing that you're going to commit to inside that only you know about? And don't tell too many people. You don't need to tell too many people. You can tell those around you. But it's like, even when the things are like, today's not so good, or you're not feeling so great, you become bigger than that.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no, I'm not going to waste today.
Exactly, because that's it. Like, everyone has those days. Like, The Rock, for instance, he's at the top of his game.
Yeah.
He probably wakes up some days and he's like, I don't feel like doing this, I don't want to do this. But he loves it. Like, his passion is genuinely loves what he does, and that's what keeps him going.
It does. Yeah. He's got that thing.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, you don't have to, The Rock's a good example. You don't have to be The Rock.
No.
You can be The Brock.
Yeah.
You know, you can be The Rock, but it's, you're 19,
and
for the next 6 years, I want to see you start a media company.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see you get your first employee and, you know, you got your first 500,000 followers on YouTube and that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's exciting.
If it gets you goosebumps on your arms when you talk about it, then you know it's real, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's finish this now. What's that one thing for you? If you're feeling a bit flat, I'd say you don't have that one thing defined. You don't have to rush into it. Just let the universe talk to you in a way. And if you could pick anything that you wanted to do, anything that it was, what would that be? And then that thing will influence the rest of your life in a positive way, like in profile and money and things, whatever it may be. Make that thing so, I don't know, so like etched in your mind that it becomes part of your soul, and the universe will show you how to get there. You just got to wake up every day. And that's like the light that you're chasing the whole time. If you do that, you will achieve that. So,
thank you.